producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
That's going to beat the heat. Doug Steffen here with clarity, sincerity, the strategy to make the day better. Put your mind into a good place. What's that? What's that talk? What's that noise?
Well, our co-host, Clarity, Strength, Jen.
Right, exactly. Jennifer Horn on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Ken Kessler. Here we are at 7 after the hour to understand Dieselgate. Okay, so the stock yesterday in Volkswagen went down 17% because of the rigging of the pollution numbers. This is one of those things that affects a lot of people not, but yet it gets into the crosshairs of the news media, and we're going to fix the world by getting rid of these dastardly people that run these big corporations, right? The thing that makes this interesting for me is my two children in the last month both bought cars that are fueled or run, propelled by these TDI diesel engines. And is it a catastrophe? I don't think either one of them. My son went off on a, he doesn't use Facebook and Twitter. He doesn't post. He doesn't use social media at all. But I know he sent to his friends a rather, shall we say, strong, stark overview from his perspective of what this is all about. Well, what corporate, we have a lot of people say, oh, corporate America. But do you think there are differences between the people who run the big corporations here and the people who run big corporations in Europe or anywhere else in the world? No. So, what has the Environmental Protection Agency wrought on Volkswagen? Or, the other way around, what has Volkswagen wrought on the Environmental Protection Agency? First, you have to believe, in order for all of this to make sense, in order for the portrait that has been painted by the news media to make sense, you think that the EPA is good, that the EPA does good things for good reasons. How many people think that's the case? Please raise your hands.
Try to.
Well, it depends on who. Sure, Kenny. Plenty of well-motivated people who work at the EPA. However, when you get to the top of the food chain, one wonders about the realities of political and politicizing a message, the political side of it, and the reality of what's going on in the atmosphere, in the environment. So, to say that these diesel engines do not meet federal requirements, okay, maybe there's something to be said for that. But then, why do we have these requirements? What good are the requirements? Go ahead.
That's not really the story. Volkswagen rigged these to meet the emission tests.
I'm not saying that they didn't. I'm just trying to lay the foundation or the background for having these tests in the first place. Whether or not we believe that they at Volkswagen are well-intentioned, I don't think there's any question they were not well-intentioned. And they did cheat, and they did rig, and they did do all the things pretty much that they're accused of having done. But what I'm trying to get at is why it is that at this point in our history, we have just rolled over and said, okay, the EPA is always right. The EPA does really important things, and they're protecting us and the environment, so the people at Volkswagen are no good. The people at Volkswagen are probably no good. That we can probably agree on that. However, what I'm getting at is that with all the... let's compare the people who are running Volkswagen with the guy who ran the peanut factory. Remember we were talking about him yesterday? peanut Parnell.
28 years, actually.
Yeah. 28 years in the slammer.
Which is, for at his age, probably close to a lifetime.
61 years old. See you later, alligator. If you don't know this story, here's another way of looking at the corporate think. Now, again, understand, I'm a capitalist, and I think that there is much said about corporate America and the people that run corporations that is ill-founded, ill-advised, and just wrong. The other side of it is that there are some people who let their positions and their power go to their head.
Well, typically there's some protection for CEOs. I mean, this is really the first time when something's gone wrong within a company that the CEO is held responsible. But in the case of the Peanut Man,
yeah.
He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He said, ship it anyway.
Yep.
And that's on record that yeah. He said, ship it anyway, even though he knew that the conditions were not right, but he didn't want all that peanut butter to go to waste. And then people died.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, obviously people die all the time using products. And sometimes it's their fault and sometimes it's the company's fault. But in a case where the guy blatantly says, ship it out, it does make you wonder if he should have been held responsible. I would say probably yes.
They found him guilty on 71 criminal counts, including conspiracy, obstruction of justice, and introduction of adulterated food. Prosecutors presented evidence that Parnell and his co-defendants shipped this tainted peanut butter from the peanut factory in Georgia. Peanut Corporation of America. Isn't that where Mr. Peanut comes from? Isn't that Mr. Peanut? What's the name of that?
I think that's Mr. Peanut,
that's
actually.
Planters.
Planters, that's right, too. Thank you, Kenny. Right. And they have never done anything like this, I'm sure. They are clean, clear
right.
through.
You can't imagine a peanut would poison you.
No. Especially well, it will if you're monocle. Allergic to it, like every, you know, every other
Where
kid around.
Where did that start,
it?
By the way? Why are kids now allergic to peanuts? That really irks me because, you know, I'm of like the childbearing age now, and so my friends with kids are like, oh, we're not allowed to bring peanut butter sandwiches into the classroom. We can't bring cupcakes in for our kids' birthday anymore because everybody's got these peanut allergies.
No, they think they do. It's all
this
my
This is
job.
A new
Ask,
thing.
All right, so when Jack Stockwell is here in the next half hour. Let's talk about peanut allergies, all right?
I also want to talk to Jack about poop.
Right. Okay, that's good. So we'll talk about
can
poop.
Can we do that?
Poop and peanuts. Yeah, we can do whatever you like.
Actually, you know, funny enough,
okay.
This is a true fact.
Okay,
you know how there's some right. things that you just don't digest,
this
like for me,
corn.
This is
the Doug Stepin Good Day program.
It's just like no matter how many, just no matter how hard I chew, the corn always comes up solid again, right?
Really?
That's the same thing for my friend with peanuts. Now, I've not had that
All
problem.
Right. So here's the difference between corn and peanuts. Corn is a carbohydrate, and peanuts not so much. There is some carbohydrate in it, but the kind
how
of...
How does
the,
corn reconstitute no matter how much
corn is a starch.
Is
corn,
it like a magnet in your body? Because I've tried
okay.
the experiment.
Okay, you want to get really gross? I have had... in my time, colonics. You know what a colonic is?
Yeah, when you can see stuff coming in.
Yes. You stick a tube up your butt, and they clean out your intestines. And what comes out, you can look at the tube as it comes out.
Okay,
and
now you're
I've
just being gross. I'm asking a scientific
corn.
Question about corn. And I'm also worried about my friend who gets peanuts, because I do not.
But. Corn is a starch. That doesn't, well, it doesn't...
but I eat potatoes and I don't poop a potato.
I know,
but that's a starch.
Because... How do we get from Dieselgate to Jennifer's poop? You're talking about me going down the wrong path. All right, so anyway, the corn, the makeup of the corn, it's basically sugar inside a shell. And so your body digests what it can use in the kernel of corn. What it can't use, it excretes. So the potato, the answer to your question, the potato has more valuable use. Its parts are more valuable than are the parts of
Dr. Jack, if you're right. That's a very good answer.
I thought you might like that.
If we were playing Hollywood Squares, I'd probably say I agree. And
circle gets the square.
We'll see if circle gets the square or not.
Yeah. We'll find out in a matter of moments. It's 16 past the hour. maybe we'll spend a minute or two more on something that actually has to do with what's going on.
Yeah, well, this is the most important issue today.
Jennifer now has to excuse herself to go into the bathroom. We'll be back in a matter of moments here. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
I'm just sending my son an email because he wrote to me, I said a few minutes ago, that he and his sister both bought new Volkswagens within the past month. The TDI diesel engine in both of them. One's a sedan, pretty plain, and my father. Brendan has a, I think they're both Golfs. I think they are, and they look the same, except one's a sedan, the other one's a station wagon. Other than that, they pretty much look the same. Megan's car, very well appointed, nice. I haven't been for a ride in Brendan's, but I took a ride around with Megan and Miles.
Your kids love small cars, huh?
Say again?
Your kids like small cars. Megan had has the Golf, then she had the Mini before that.
Yeah. Well, this is a pretty good size machine. I mean, there's plenty of room for four people in it and the baby and lots of stuff in the back, which you couldn't say for the other car that they had. Brendan's used to buying, he's had a couple of Audis, faster cars, but is now thinking that it makes more sense to be practical and drive something that is inexpensive. Diesel fuel is very inexpensive in California right now in comparison to the cost of gasoline, and they get 45 miles to a gallon easily with these TDI engines. And isn't that more important than whatever the EPA says the particulates are? I'm not saying that Volkswagen is good because they cheated and lied, and so does that put them in a league of their own? Nah. There are plenty of people that run businesses that cheat and lie because they can and get greedy. But I'm telling you right now, this is not a bad engine and it's not a bad car under the circumstances. The catastrophe that's created by this, who knows? There are 482,000 of these cars in America at the moment, and two of them belong to people in my family. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best.
AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We got 23 at the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with a focus on the television from yesterday. That is television shows. Wendy Williams, Steve Harvey, Ellen, and maybe a quick trip down the late night shows without necessarily having to focus too much on the monologues. Let's start with Wendy Williams, who has great, I say this all the time, I have a great regard for her, frankly, especially knowing where she came from. She's
radio gal.
She was pretty tart when she was there. Have you ever heard her on the radio? She doesn't sound anything on television the way she did on the radio. She was really, really something else on the radio. Here, she answers an audience member's question about whether or not this audience person was right to break up with her boyfriend because he touched another woman.
Me and my boyfriend, you know, we were at a club, you know, having a good time drinking. Apparently, he had too much to drink because a random woman walked past and he grabbed her butt. Not like a it was a boom. Okay. So my question to you, you have 6 years, you know, of a relationship, but do you think
you
that
children?
I was... Yes, I do. Do you think that I was too harsh to break up with him too soon?
Why do people always leave children out of the mix? This wasn't just your boyfriend. This is your baby's father. So you're stuck with him no matter what.
Well, that's the truth.
And now how long have you been broken up with him? How long ago was this grabation?
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Well, let him sit on the sidelines until spring. You know what? If you didn't have children together, I would say leave him alone.
Okay.
But really, this grabation is a little tiny hiccup in a lifelong situation.
A grabation. What a great word that is.
Isn't it?
Yep. A grabation. They have classes on that at the TSA.
Yes, they do. I've been to one of the classes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Next up, Steve Harvey. He answers audience members' questions as well. Here, he addresses a man lying about being married to someone he is suiting. Is that the right word? He's when you're a suitor for somebody, are you suiting them?
I guess so.
Suturing them, whatever it is. Suturing them.
Suturing. This is actually a woman.
Yeah, go ahead.
A couple weeks ago, I went to Italy, and I met this hot Italian guy. He was flirting with me, and I'm single, and he's super cute, so of course I'm flirting back. I then realized that he had a ring on his finger. And when I asked him about it, he said that since it was silver, it means that he's not married. And in Italy, only gold rings mean that you're married.
Idiot.
See, I don't know about this one.
I'm sorry. Sometimes, just as a man, I get mad at other men. Come on, dog. We going to use that one? That's ridiculous, man. That don't make no sense at all. Men just lie. We've been telling that we ain't married lies since the beginning of time. Somebody told that same lie in Jerusalem at the manger. One of them dudes was parking the camel. Some fine chick had came in to meet one of the wise men, and the dude with the camel said, "I'm not married." She said, "What about that wedding ring?" He said, "I'm from Jerusalem."
All right, here's from Stephen Colbert's program. Last night, Ted Cruz was on with Stephen Colbert, and he asked Cruz about what he wants Trump, the question he wants Trump to answer.
What do you make of, what's the name, Donald Trump?
I've heard of him.
He's my guest tomorrow night. Is there a question you'd like me to ask him?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but I've been told that he's rich.
$10 billion, richer than you could possibly imagine. He wishes he could tell you how rich he was.
Look, I like Donald a lot, and if you could ask him if he would possibly consider donating $1 billion to our campaign.
It's so funny. Really, when you give him a chance, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, well, he's a funny guy, but he made a lousy president.
No,
so.
I like him.
Yeah, good for you. You can vote for him. You'll be the only one.
I just
who
might.
Does.
You never know. All right. I'm on the Trump
right. Your guy, Steve what's his face? Walker dropped
Walker's
out.
Walker's out, yeah. No surprise there. Totally disappointing.
28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100, coming right up. Should Kim Davis have been jailed for failing her oath to issue marriage licenses to all?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. It's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group. But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one. Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Charles Cook and Ron Reagan. Kentucky marriage clerk Kim Davis was jailed momentarily for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. Shouldn't she have obeyed her oath of office?
It's interesting because Kim Davis does not just want to express her own conscience and her own sincerely held religious beliefs. She wants to impose those beliefs on others, including the people that work in her own office. It would be one thing if she said, look, I've just got a personal issue with marriage equality, so I'm not going to sign something. But of course, my clerks, if they have no problem with this, and none of them except her son apparently do, they're free to follow their own conscience. But no. Kim Davis wanted to prevent them from exercising their own conscience as well.
I'm probably more upset by her in some ways than Ron will be, and that's because I am a staunch defender of conscience rights and of religious liberty. But she's not a poster girl for that fight, for precisely the reason that Ron suggested, which is that she works for the government. And there is nothing that I can see that exempts her from
it. That was your Both Sides Minute, today with Charles Cook of the National Review and Ron Reagan, author of My Father at 100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Kessler, Doug Steffen joining Hello. Us too, and Dr. Jack Stockwell with us in this half hour. Ken, we have lots of questions brewing for Dr. Jack. I almost feel sorry for him today because there is just so much to talk to him about.
There is a lot. There's a big news story in addition to some personal issues.
The big news story is
33, actually 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen's good day for
it. Already.
Hey, what?
You're late.
No, I'm not. It's just the way you're looking at the clock.
Oh,
Dr. Jack Stockwell on Jennifer's poop in a matter of moments here.
I'm just
first,
thinking about that.
First, the trending items at DougSteffen.com. Mr. Walker, Governor Walker, hey, Scott, has suspended. That's a great word. Instead of quitting, the word is suspending his campaign.
So how disappointed am I about this Scott Walker? I mean, you would have asked me who I was voting for 4 months ago. I would have said, well, as of now, probably Scott Walker, like what he did in Wisconsin, took on the unions. Gotta love him. Mm-hmm. But he could just never resonate with anybody. He'd get up on the stage and he just couldn't compete with all the other candidates that were up there. And I think he has a great story to tell. So I don't know if his staffing was
What's
poor.
What's his story?
But his story, he's the governor of Wisconsin.
No, I understand what his story is, but what is his story?
Oh, why he dropped out, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I think because he couldn't find a place. I mean, he went from being the front runner in Iowa. If he
not having any money.
No, the Koch brothers backed him, Dougie.
Yeah, they stopped
backing him. He had Koch money.
Dime
he did.
Nickel quarters.
At the beginning, the Koch brothers made the decision that this would be their guy.
They're
mm-hmm. asking for that money back now because he was such a disappointment.
Really? They wanted their money back. Good luck with that.
But, I mean, when he was doing so well, he was polling as the leader in Iowa. He needed to win Iowa to be a serious contender. That's his kind of neighboring state up there. It would have been the easiest for him to get. And when he started dropping to, like, number 5 or 6 in Iowa, and he's only getting a percentage point nationally, I mean, you jump out. Now, what I would imagine he's going to do, because he's only 47 years old, is I would imagine he's going to take the next 4 years, regroup, realize what it means to run for the president, and get really ramped up. And I bet you'll see Scott Walker again in 2020.
I don't care whether he runs or not. He didn't do anything for me, but I know you liked him. So, but his message is, let's make sure we get Trump. So what does that mean? He goes for Jeb Bush. All of the disenfranchised. This is going to boil down to three people. It's going to boil down to Donald Trump, Carly Fiorina, and Jeb Bush. That's what's
going to... I think Marco Rubio instead of Bush.
He's a waste.
Jeb has got a lot of money, but I think that money goes to Marco because Marco seems to be resonating more with people than Jeb Bush. People
not with me.
Want
I think
well.
He's vapid. He's empty.
But you need to listen to him a little bit more I would say that Jeb Bush is probably more vapid and empty than
but
Marco Rubio.
But Jeb Bush looks the part.
No, he does not.
Marco Rubio looks like an angry.
I don't think Trump is.
You don't think Trump is what? I didn't hear what Kenny said.
See, Trump.
I don't think Trump's gonna last. He's got his book coming out next month.
That's
his book. His book is, you know, this is interesting. I'm glad you brought this up. Politico did this story about how Donald Trump is releasing that he's just running for president to get book sales. His book is all about his policy, so it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't know if that's necessarily a valid argument.
Why does he care about selling a book? The guy's worth, if you believe in $10 billion.
Like, who cares?
If he's only worth 1/10 of that, he's worth $1 billion. What does he need to sell a book for? What did you say, Kenny?
He did the same thing in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
He put a book that people said, oh, these are all his policies he's going to run, and it wasn't. He just did a lot of speaking engagements. He went on Fox. He made millions on the book, and then went back to The Apprentice and whatever else he was doing.
I'm not saying that you. I'm not going to include you in this statement, Ken, because I believe that you really just don't like Donald Trump. But I would say there is a huge portion of the media that so doesn't like Donald Trump that they are doing everything they can, including skewing the reports about Carly Fiorina. Yes, she did a great job on the debate stage. I like Carly. She would probably be the second choice for me if I didn't vote for Trump today. But when you go out and you take a news story and you say, well, Carly Fiorina is winning in all the polls. No, she's not. Donald Trump is still in first place. Is she doing well? Heck yeah. She was going from the kiddie table. Now she's a serious contender. There's a story there. But she's not beating Donald Trump. And, you know, I'm just, I don't know.
All right, let's keep moving.
I'm tired of that skew.
39 past the hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us in a moment. If you haven't heard, there's an interesting thing in a startup company called Turing Pharmaceuticals that is a very interesting, sort of a commentary on the drug business today. Jack is a naturopath and a manner of speaking, and so we're going to talk to him about that. Plus, the government says the flu vaccines will be better this year. I can hardly wait till Jack chews into that one.
Don't they always say, oh, it's going to be great this year?
Yeah, it'd be great.
Come on.
All right. The flu is going to be even better. All right. And then the NFL and the NHL, sorry, NHL enforcer, suicide, guess what caused that? The report from the NFL, when I see 98% of all the people who are playing football have some kind of brain disease. All right, so it doesn't sound too hopeful, does it? Let's see if we can come up with something.
Don't worry, I'm going to ask him my question. Okay, I'll lighten it up.
And Jennifer's poop. Why does corn come out on her?
Well, no, actually, I have a more intelligent question than
really?
That. I am curious about the corn, but I have a better question that I've been holding for weeks. For
all right.
Jack.
I hope that you have not been, well, you know what I'm...
Not holding that.
Hold on for your... info, this is a solidly informational portion of the program.
Better than being loose.
Dr. Jack, next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
43 after the hour. That guy sounds like the president of Volkswagen, doesn't he? It's 43 after on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. He's brought to us by several different things that are connected to The Forbidden Doctor, the podcast which comes out every week. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and you will find the inside, basically, of what Jack and his wife Mary's theory is. Everything starts in the gut. All of your health comes, or lack thereof, comes because you either have a good, strong gut or you have a weak gut. And so there is a story also that I want to tell as we get started here about these long-life energy enzymes. When Meredith and I were talking to you and Mary, what was that, Friday night I called you? I'm trying to remember what night
it was. Well, that was last Wednesday, Thursday night, actually.
You were at
Thursday
dinner or something. Yeah.
Yes.
And Meredith said to me, so what, are you taking those long-life energy enzymes? And I said, yeah, yeah. And she said, I am too. What are we supposed to feel? I said, I don't remember what Jack said. Let's call him. She says, oh, you can't call him now. It's too late. I said, here, push the button. There it is, right there. There's Jack.
Hey, so it worked, too.
Huh?
It worked.
Of course it did work. And the two of you were together, so the two of us talked to the two of you about the long-life energy enzymes. And one of the things, can you tell the audience, though, what you told us about what's in it? I've forgotten whether you could tell
it. Well, it virtually eliminates heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, and other kinds.
Jennifer, this is how you get rid of the corn.
Yes, the digestive distress. I mean, it contains one of the most powerful probiotics on the market. It's for energy. It allows the pancreas to have a rest period because it has all of the enzymes in it that comes with the pancreas.
All right. So if you want to have a long life, if you want to have energy, if you want to have your body fighting all kinds of things that are bad, like Jack said, eliminates heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, bloating, indigestion, lots of digestive distress, contains one of the most powerful probiotics on the market, and probiotics are very good, not just for those sorts of things, but eliminating those bad little yungabungas that are floating around in your body called free radicals. That's what I like about this. So, anyway, if you would like to take a shot at having a longer life, now listen, you have to make up your own mind, but if you'd like a good shot, this is going to be a great help to you. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on products, then click on the Long Life Energy Enzymes, and use my name, Doug. You'll get a very nice discount for trying these things. Once you try them and you feel and know that what Jack has said works, there's nothing like it any place. You'll find that your attention is well worth and the money that you spend for these well worth your investment. Whether it's time or money, it's both a good investment. Long Life Energy Enzymes, go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, click on the products. Long Life Energy Enzymes is what you want, and use Doug for a discount. All right. So let's get to a couple of the things that are right in front of us today. This drug, I don't know whether we talk about drugs and how important they seem to be. I'm not sure whether they're good for our bodies or good for the economy. Here's this. I don't even know how to describe this. And there is a gigantic. Listen to me, Kenny. I'm so frustrated by looking at this and understanding the story. This is a drug called Daraprim, I believe. Jack, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. The company was acquired in August by a company called Turing Pharmaceuticals. And it was selling under the old ownership for $13.50 a tablet. Now the new company is charging $750 a tablet for the same thing. What the heck does this thing do is the question people are asking. Why the dramatic increase? Is it that necessary? And so I would turn to, well, Kenny, you sort of have a wrap around this. Supposedly it helps you with cancer and hepatitis C and high cholesterol and all kinds of other things. But what's going on here?
Well, what's taking place here is that usually these things have off-label applications. In other words, they're
used for something else other than what they're supposed to
be. So,
USDA says they're good for.
Right, what the FDA gives approval for.
FDA,
then people start using it, then they come back in and they say, well, you know, it helped this, it helped that. And all of a sudden, when something begins to have an appeal and there is a solitary source, the prices always go through the ceiling. So this jump from $13.50 a pill up to $750 a tablet is not unusual. It caught somebody's eye overnight. And it's nice that the company comes out and assures us that this isn't a greedy company trying to stay in business. I mean, gouge patients. They just want to stay in business.
Right.
So, you know, almost all pharmaceuticals, almost all of them cost less than a dollar a pill to make.
Right.
And they're out there hundreds of dollars a piece.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, it's the way the racket works.
Right. The racket works. The same application for Volkswagen or any other, the way that they get, but people get greedy and don't run things appropriately. Okay. The flu vaccine ought to be better this year, according to the government.
Oh, I can't wait.
Well, go ahead.
No, I just, you know, the flu vaccine usually has three strains in it. They almost always have influenza A, influenza B, and then they spin this wheel and we're going to put that one in this year. And that's what they did last year, and it was terribly ineffective. And I'll tell you the truth, with the patients that I have that don't listen to me, they go ahead and get the flu vaccine anyway, and then they get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though the flu virus is dead, what happens is because of the adjuvants, the excipients that are in this cocktail, so weakens the immune system, it makes them a sitting duck for a lot of other kinds of flu viral elements floating around out there. I would rather have the flu for a week than to have that mercury bathing my brain again, because there's always mercury present in a flu vaccine.
It's a stabilizer. That's why it's in there.
It shocks your system. It's one of the most powerful neurotoxic elements on the face of the planet. And the only way they can get your immune system to recognize something dead, otherwise your immune system would be laughing at it, is to put something in there that has a tremendous neural shock to the system that forces your body to make antibodies for it. So whether even in the vaccines where they have decreased the amount of mercury, they have greatly increased, as in Gardasil, the amount of aluminum that is present, because aluminum is also very neurotoxic to the human physiology.
Okay, can I ask my question real quick?
Yeah, go ahead, quickly.
All right, how do you know, Dr. Jack, that your poop is normal? Because no one shows you pictures of what normal poop is supposed to look like.
If you will email me
a picture of your poop.
At Jack.
I will not.
No, email me office at Jack Stockwell. Office at jackstockwell.com. I will send you pictures of what it's supposed to look like. And
so we don't send you our pictures.
And what the bad. I don't want to see your pictures. I will send you pictures of what it's supposed to look like and what bad poop looks like so you can make a difference.
51 after on Good Day. Enough of this bad poop.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Our tech talk guy about the tsunami that's going to hit the East Coast after the asteroid crashes into the ocean tomorrow and wipes out pretty much the first 40 miles inland of every part of our coastline.
All the good news. We had a tsunami watch on the West Coast.
If that's what's really going to happen tomorrow, I'm having dinner at In-N-Out Burger tonight.
Totally do it. Just because life is short.
I'm having two double-doubles.
As long as you're going to do that, you might as well go to Carl's. If you're going to go to In-N-Out Burger, the Carl's burgers are much greasier, gooier, gookier.
Those In-N-Out Burgers are so good.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to go to In-N-Out Burger, and then after that, I'm going to go to Five Guys.
International House of Pancakes.
And I'm going to have dessert at IHOP.
Going on a burger tour.
Under the blue roof.
Greg Steffen is here.
Get a steak at Sonic while you're doing that.
Sonic is great. Oh, perfect. Yeah, yeah. And then stop at Arby's on your way back. All right, let's see here. Greg Steffen is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. That gives him some credibility, and that's why he's here. Because we all know the number one most important thing if you're on the Good Day program is that you have credibility. And so Greg has credibility.
It's not my good looks?
No, it's your charm, personality, and...
Right.
Yeah, there's an and on top of all of this. Okay, so a lot of technology information that we need to impart on you. Let's see how much time we have for it in a moment right after these words.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Stebbins is here on Good Day with all of us. Let's see if we can make heads or tails. Yesterday, I was sad that I didn't get to talk to you more about Apple, because I think that we need to talk more about Apple. I just think Apple needs more promotion, needs more attention, needs more understanding. But I do want to actually clarify for my own interests the cost of the phone leasing system. It seems to me you told us when this first got started that it was $32 a month. I saw an ad over the weekend for $15 a month.
Yes.
And so what is it? Which is the right number?
Both are the right. So 32, and there's some numbers in between. So
okay. So what predicates the number? What's the difference in the charge?
So the $32 number is an entry-level number from Apple. You go to get the phone directly from Apple at an Apple store. You do not go to your carrier store.
Yeah.
And it includes Apple Care, which is an extended warranty and will cover you for two broken phones a year. The $15 number is from Sprint. It's only available from Sprint. You have to get it from Sprint. Sprint will be your carrier as long as you're part of the program, and that's a limited time offer, at which point it will go up to $22 a month. If you get your phone from Apple, your phone will work on any carrier. So if a month into it you don't like your carrier and you haven't signed a contract, like Verizon is no longer requiring contracts, you can say bye-bye carrier and go to another carrier. And in many ways, I think that's a better deal for people. It gives you much more flexibility. So if the quality of their service drops or your life changes, so you're living somewhere different or working somewhere different and your phone doesn't work, you don't have to suffer through bad phone service that you pay a lot of money for. You can just go to a different carrier.
All right. Thank you for that. Now, the next question has to do with this report today that more people have died from taking selfies than being eaten by sharks. I don't know who came up with that comparison or why. Another news media pile of you-know-what.
Hard-hitting.
Right, exactly. However, it does raise the question about using these sticks, because that's really what's happening. These people are using these selfie sticks. Isn't that it? You can give
and,
us a quick
and
hint.
Selfies in general. I mean, one of the things, this is not the first time this has been reported, people are putting themselves at greater risk while on vacations to get better pictures to share on Facebook.
Not too smart. All right, Facebook is not the end-all and be-all, boys and girls. Thank you to Greg Stebbins, who's here every day with us, pretty much every day on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.